George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball is on the air. This is the second consecutive season bringing you live Longhorn softball, home and away on GRHS iRadio. The Longhorns have a new coach in Emily Witt, and she's ready to take on the opponents in 26A with a potent mix of veteran and rookie players to help bring a 6A championship trophy back to the ranch. George Ranch Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball is brought to you in part by the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors, the Fort Bend Herald, Rudy's Barbecue, and with continued support of the Lamar CISD Athletic Department. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Keenan Vaughn, Nathan Plunk, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball game.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Live from Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas, it's Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. Hello, everyone. I'm Keenan Vaughn alongside my partner, Nathan Plunk, and you are listening to GRHS iRadio, the one and only place to listen live for GR Sports. It is so good to be here because, Nathan, it is time for UIL 26A, 19-6A playoffs. The regular season has wrapped up, and we are now here as the Lady Longhorns prepare to take on the Tompkins Lady Falcons. And we are here at Tompkins High School. So Lady Longhorns will be away for game one after they came away with a close 3-2 loss to the Ridge Point Lady Panthers, which gave them third place in District 26A. They will now face the Tompkins Lady Falcons in a best-of-three series. And if they do come victorious, they will either play Stratford or Belair in the second round. And as we get started here, there is no way we can start this broadcast without talking about the remarkable season the Lady Longhorns have had throughout the entire 2022 varsity softball season. It all started with a 1-3 start, a little bit shaky. Could be attributed to the new coaching change with new coach Emily Witt taking the helms of the softball program for George Ranch. And the team started out 1-3 with struggles aplenty. However, after a tough loss to Ridge Point, that would spark a 10-game winning streak in which they would go on to finish with a record of 11-3 in district play and finish tied for second with Ridge Point, which would set up a play-in game this Tuesday. And unfortunately, that would be the end of their 10-game win streak. And after the tough 3-2 loss, they would settle into third place, and they are now here at Tompkins High School about to take on the Lady Falcons. And before we bring in Nathan here to talk about the factors that they needed to win, we'll give a little bit of information here for our broadcast dates and the playoff games as a whole. Of course, game one is today, and we should be around a starting time of about 6 p.m. Tomorrow, it will be at George Ranch High School for game two, and also a 6 p.m. starting time. And if necessary, if we do have a game three in this series, it will be back at Tompkins High School on Saturday the 30th, and that will set up a game at 11 a.m. So that is the schedule so far for the Lady Longhorns in the UIL playoffs. Now let's bring in Nathan. Nathan, you've been with us throughout the entire season. Tell us a little bit about the observations that you've seen throughout the entire season, and how do you think they can apply that to this game and come out victorious in game one?
I'm honestly just speechless here to start off. The turnaround that this team has had, Keenan, from the very start to where we are today has been absolutely insane. And, you know, their batting has gotten better. Nora Thompson's pitching has surprisingly gotten better. I thought she already reached for max. I mean, she was so good, but even that's gotten better. Their fielding, spectacular coaching, working as a team. There has been so much improvement over these last couple months, Keenan. And I feel like just everything combined, you know, just that general everything, all of their knowledge going into it has really contributed to them being in the playoffs, fighting for a spot to go even farther. And really, I mean, you can't do any of it without an outstanding coach. And so you have to give it to Coach Witt here. Beautiful job at really just making this team such a great team. And she's just done everything. She's got them playing like family out there. I mean, even off the field, you just see them laughing and having fun. And so just really they've done about almost everything absolutely perfect. And I feel like that's a huge key to their success.
Thank you so much, Nathan. And as both teams have wrapped up, look like they're wrapping up warming up here and getting ready to start at 6 o'clock, we have an exclusive, yes, exclusive interview with the Lady Longhorns coach, Emily Witt. So we'll go ahead and get right to that. And after that, we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with those starting lineups. So here's the interview with Coach Emily Witt.
All right, we're with Emily Witt prior to game one in the best of three series with the Tompkins Lady Falcons in the bye district. Come in.
Thank you for coming out and supporting us. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all. First of all, give the listeners a thumbnail of your club right now as they approach this first playoff game.
The girls are excited. They're locked in. You know, after our game on Monday, they felt like that was a really good tune-up for us, moving into the playoffs in the first round. And I think they're locked in, they're excited, and they really know what their potential is moving forward. So they're excited to get round one started.
So you're referring to the game on Monday where you played Ridgepoint to see how you'd stack up the seeding, either second or third place. You lost that game. You ended up in third place playing Tompkins. What do you know about that club?
They have a great program set up. The girls, you know, they're all intermixed with their select team, so it's really exciting to see the competition and the sportsmanship that they already share. I think it's going to be an exciting matchup. I know the twins that they have are strong in the box, and I know that they have a pretty strong defense, so I'm excited to see our matchup.
So let's widen out a little bit. You guys started the district season at 1-3 and then won 10 consecutive games to finish 11-3 and tied with Ridgepoint. How did that go, and what was the growing feeling on the club as you started winning game after game?
You know, when we first started, a big thing that we discussed was that there has to be a sort of foundational trust, not just amongst the girls, but the girls having trust in us and basically having a new coaching staff coming in this year. So I think that once that was established and they kind of started to get into their groove, they started picking up on some really good things, and they started really seeing how they could positively feed off one another, and they just kept it rolling from there. And really, you know, those 10 consecutive wins were big for us, but it was bigger because they did come from an 0-3 start. So I remember after we lost our first game in district against Elkins, the girls were all kind of looking at each other a little shocked. And, you know, that's just growing pains. And I think that they kind of realized, like, once they become united as a front, then they were going to exceed all expectations that they probably had for themselves and that anyone probably had for them.
So as you look at what are two routes to victory for the Longhorns?
Our defense has been doing really well for us. We have a super strong outfield in Kennedy Marlowe, Carlon Dees, and Kate Dolan. They're just so strong together out there. And when you look at our infield, they're quick, they're smart. So defense is going to be key for us. Nora on the mound, she's going to be key for us as well. Her placement and her confidence to lead the team no matter what is going to be huge for us. And then, of course, you always have the offensive factor. That's something that the girls always kind of think about. But once they kind of get their groove and once they kind of get a feel for themselves in the box and they gain that confidence, they're ready to go.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Hello, fans. I'm Fred Tolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Thank you so much, Brett Dolan, a great friend of our program. We're back here in Tompkins High School, and the PA announcer is now giving up those starting lineups, so we'll go ahead and let you listen to those, and then we'll give you the lineups ourselves with a little bit of advanced stats, so go ahead and listen.
Tompkins Falcons.
And we are back here on GRHS iRadio after the call of the starting lineups for both squads and the national anthem. And, of course, with GR being the away team, they will be on offense first. So let's waste no time, and I will go ahead and get started with both starting lineups. I'll do Tompkins, and then I'll let my partner, Nathan Plunk, get started with the George Ranch Lady Longhorn starting lineups and their batting averages. So for Tompkins, it is number 12, center fielder Megan Brown. Next is number 14, catcher Taryn Alexander. Then number 9, third baseman Morgan Brown. Following her, number 19, shortstop Blakely Haney. Next is number 6, first baseman Tayden Alexander. Next, number 17, the starting pitcher for Tompkins, Sam Crumlin. Then number 5, designated player Maddie Bezelman. Following her, number 11, second baseman Caitlin Scribner. Then number 10, left fielder Kennedy Bork. And last, number 24, Leah. And it looks like it will be Kennedy Marlowe's turn at bat. I will get you going with the rest of the lineup as the game progresses. We'll start with number 8, left fielder Kennedy Marlowe, rocking a .506 batting average on the season. And I always say, with that kind of batting average, those are Hall of Fame numbers right there. Following Marlowe will be Celeste Compion and Carlin Dees here in the top of the first inning here at Tompkins High School. Sam Crumlin starting pitching. First pitch, down the middle, strike one called. I want a nice fastball by Sam Crumlin. Good crowd out here at Tompkins High School as we are officially underway. That one down in the dirt, gets away from the catcher. Now 1-1 count. Almost forgot to mention this. It is a beautiful day out here at Tompkins High School, about 84 degrees, with the wind blowing about southeast, 15 miles per hour, and that would be about the first base to about the left field line. Kennedy Marlowe smacks that one right to the shortstop, the throw in time. And Kennedy Marlowe, first batter of the game, is out at first.
Yeah, and real good hustle there by Marlowe to try to make it over to first. You know, took out of the box, just absolutely running, but, you know, you just can't beat out a fast.
Next up is number 2, Celeste Compion, the shortstop for the team, and she is rocking a .479 batting average. Welcome in, everyone. You're listening to GRHSI Radio for playoff softball. Celeste Compion bunt. The pitcher, Crumlin, picks it up, throws to first base. Not in time. Compion safe at first. And again, goes to show the great hustle Nathan just mentioned. Lady Longhorns are known for their prestige base running. And right there, Longhorns already get one runner on base.
I'm pretty sure Compion is now a synonym for speed, because that was just absolutely insane. Smoked right out of the box. Great hustle there to make an infield single and get the first Longhorns base runner on the base paths.
Next up, number 11, center fielder Carlin Dees, who also has a .506 batting average. Now one foul tip by Carlin Dees. You can feel the excitement in the air. Early in the ball game, Dees back in the batter's box, 0-1 count, one out. Compion waiting on first. Crumlin with the windup. The pitch, and Dees crushes that one, and it goes back all the way. Two-run home run, Carlin Dees. Third batter up, and Longhorns take the 2-0 lead.
Absolutely outstanding. What a hit. I am in shock right now. Taking a 2-0 lead. Wow, great job by the Lady Longhorns. I am speechless and so excited. If that is to showcase what is to come, then ladies and gentlemen, please stick around, because it will be a great game.
Yes, Carlin Dees, who already had one home run on the season, can add another one to that list. She is now second in the Lady Longhorns home runs, and she is second to the current at-batter, and that is number 19, catcher Mariah Garner. She has a .367 batting average. And as I said, you can feel the excitement in the air, especially on the GR side, with the Longhorns taking the 2-0 lead off the two-run homer by Carlin Dees. Grumlin, the pitch, down the middle.
Yeah, and the great thing about that is the home run does more than just put up two runs. It also puts a bunch of energy and momentum in dugout, and that is something the Longhorns are feeding off of.
Absolutely. That one down low. Make it now a 1-1 count. Garner back in the batter's box. One ball, one strike, one out, no one on base. Longhorns take the 2-0 lead against Tompkins. That one once again. Oh, sitting down on the bench, everyone is on their feet. 2-1 count. Grumlin with the pitch. And that one is going to be popped up into foul territory by Mariah Garner. One of the best at-batters for George Ranch. And someone who could definitely extend the George Ranch lead after the incredible play that we just witnessed. And something very similar to what we see the Longhorns do in each game. They love to take that early lead. And after a game like Ridgepoint, it's something that they definitely want to get back to.
Absolutely.
Garner back in the batter's box after a quick pause. 2-2 count. Crumlin, that one to the right, will go to a full count. Longhorn swinging the hammer momentum early in this game. The pitch. Mariah Garner hits that one down to the second baseman. The throw to first will be in time. And Mariah will bring up number one, right fielder Kate, who is rocking a .368 batting average. Incredible energy and game that we have witnessed so far. And as Nathan said, be sure to stick around, folks, because we have got a wonderful game for you coming up here on GRHSR Radio. Popped up, Kate Dolan down, third baseman has it, catches it, and that is out number three. Kate Dolan to left field, and take it off of a two-run homer by Carlin Dees, and will now take their first out at defense. Please listening to playoff Lady Longhorns varsity softball here on GRHSI Radio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social? We are too. Want to know what might help? Partake in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel part things special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
You're in the right place. This is live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball with Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk on GRHS iRadio.
Hope you're in the right place. And even if you're not, we'll go ahead and just stick around anyway because we've got a great matchup for you as the George Ranch Lady Longhorns are taking on the Tompkins Lady Falcons in game one of the first round of the UIL playoffs. And after where Carlin Dees hit a two-run homer to get the Longhorns a 2-0 lead, they are now on defense and will be going up against the Tompkins, first three Tompkins batters. That is number 12 center fielder, Megan Brown, number 14 catcher, Torin Alexander, and number 9 third baseman, Morgan Brown. And if we didn't mention it, enough. The Longhorns defense will be certainly the aspect that should carry them to victory. It has been their strong suit throughout the entire 2022 season, and hopefully after coming off of a tough loss to Ridgepoint, they'll keep it stout and look to get the victory. And a big hit by Megan Brown and a one-run home. Oh, no. No, actually caught by right fielder Kate Dolan there. little bit of confusion, but incredible catch by Kate Dolan steals away what could have been a home run for Megan Brown. And that'll bring up Torin Alexander. And I should have mentioned it, but leading the charge for the Longhorns defense will be, as always, you know her, you love her, starting pitcher Nora Thompson. Strike one call. Perfect fastball by Nora Thompson. A little bit of inside knowledge on Nora Thompson. Throughout the season, she has a 13-6 record with a 2.003 ERA. Once again, Hall of Fame numbers there. Strike two called against Alexander. And early in the game, Nora Thompson finding her groove after the early hit by Megan Brown.
And it's not just Hall of Fame numbers, Keenan. It's Hall of Fame skill, as we've seen in just the first couple pitches. One pitch, one out. Then we go on two back-to-back, absolutely beautiful strikes. I'm excited for this game.
Swing and a miss by Alexander. Strikeout for Nora Thompson. Only the second batter in. And that'll bring up number nine, third baseman Morgan Brown. And so far in the game, Lady Longhorns showing all the momentum and showing why they should be the ones coming home tonight with the game one victory.
And in a series such as this with only three games, that absolutely leaks two games. So this game really means everything for the Lady Longhorns.
First pitch by Thompson. That one hit into center field. Carlin D scoops it up. Morgan Brown with the early single. And that'll get one runner on for Tompkins. Two outs, one runner now on first in the bottom of the first inning. And that brings up number 19, shortstop Blakely Haney. And definitely something the Lady Longhorns want to avoid that we saw a lot of in the Ridgepoint game was those two-out rallies. And here against Haney, she looks to end it here. First pitch by Thompson. Beautiful right inside the strike zone. And Nora Thompson certainly showing off her speed early in the game. Again, 0-1 count, two outs. Haney at the plate. Brown waiting at first. That one popped up into center field. Carlin Dees calls it, has it, got it. And out number three here in the bottom of the first inning. Lady Longhorns still leading by a score of 2-0 here at Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas. We'll be right back after these quick messages. You are listening to Playoff Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to FB.
The throw to first in time, and that'll be a double play for the Tompkins Lady Falcons.
Almost a textbook double play there on defensive side. Popped right up to the pitcher, turn two, who whips it over to first base. So, I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due, and the Tompkins really just did that play well, beautifully, you know.
And it looks like the Lady Falcons defense is looking to tighten up after an unprecedented top of the first. Cameron Kubion now at bat. And they'll call that one just outside to the left. We'll go to ball one. No one on base, two outs, top of the second inning. Senior first baseman Cameron Kubion at the batter's box. That one popped up into right field. That one is caught by second baseman Caitlin Scribner. And that is the end of a quick top of the second inning. And Lady Longhorns back on defense now as they look to avoid the Tompkins Lady Falcons coming back in any sort of way. We've got a great matchup for you over here at Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas. Stay with us here on GRHSI Radio. We've got more Playoff Longhorn softball right after these quick messages.
This is what matters. This is the difference mutual respect looks like, but defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Quest, walk into the boardrooms of the most companies here in Texas. Who do you meet? Answer, men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer: high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
Back here at Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas, Lady Longhorns still leading 2-0 against Tompkins in game one of the first round of the UIL playoffs. Bottom of the second inning underway here already, and a single for the Tompkins Lady Falcons as Tayden Alexander, the first baseman for the Lady Falcons, just gets a single. And looks like the Lady Falcons already looking to chip away at the lead. Nora Thompson still on the mound for the Longhorns. She has Sam Crumlin. The bunt here. Johnson throws the first in time to Kalinko. They'll throw to second, and they'll call Tayden Alexander safe. However, Sam Crumlin will be out at first. Fantastic hustle shown by the Lady Longhorns on defense, something they've shown throughout the entire season.
Yeah, real great job both sides. I mean, laid down one of the most beautiful bunts I've ever seen, and just absolutely outstanding the action by the Lady Longhorn defense. Did the right thing getting it over there to first base to get the for sure out. So, I mean, really, that's the best you can do on a play like that.
Number five, Maddie Besselman, designated player for Tompkins, is at bat. Swinging strike one. If this game has been moving quick for you, it's been moving quick for us as well. We're already in the bottom of the second inning. Only 20 minutes have gone by in this matchup. Lady Longhorns leading 2-0. Thompson with the pitch. Besselman at the plate. That one popped up. Kalinko calls it, has it, got it. Second out of the inning goes to Ella Kalinko on the pop-up.
And you mentioned one thing there, Keenan, and that is calls it. And that was a very making any confusion between that second baseman and right fielder.
It is now number 11, Caitlin Scribner, second baseman for Tompkins at the plate. Tayden Alexander on second. Once again makes the call on the pop-up. And just like that, the bottom of the second inning is over with. Now, I will keep it here, however, as the game has been moving pretty quickly. So if you are just joining in, we want to catch you up a little bit on how the game has been going. We'll go back to the top of the first inning, where the Lady Longhorns got a two-run homer by center fielder Carlin Dees to put them up 2-0. And so far they have been doing cruising well so far on defense, but we've seen we've seen both what the Lady Longhorns and Lady Falcons have to offer early in this key matchup. Nathan, what do you predict that we can see throughout the rest of the game here?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see some more runs, Keenan, and I think a big part of that is the depth of the Lady Longhorns lineup that we've been seeing. We're seeing hits scattered all throughout the order, you know, not just the first few, not just the last few, all throughout. And really, when you can have really solid order, that's what makes a great team. And I feel like that's really what makes the Lady Longhorns such a great team.
Absolutely. Well, we have time before Ella Kalinko heads up to plate. We did get some advanced stats in for the Lady Longhorns, so we'll go over that real quickly. Leading the team in hits is center fielder Carlin Dees with 40. Leading in singles is Kennedy Marlowe. Carlin Dees leads in doubles. Kate Dolan and Celeste Compion tied at doubles. And now Mariah Gardner does lead with the most home runs with 3. However, Carlin Dees right behind her after tonight with the 2-run homer. So there's a little bit of advanced stats for you. Ella Kalinko is at the plate for the Lady Longhorns. Sam Crumlin at the plate. That one down the middle. Fastball. We'll go to 0-1 count. Kennedy Marlowe is due up next as we go to the top of the order once again. 0-1 count. Bottom of, top of the third inning. That one is a single. That one is called fair. Ella Kalinko will run to second. She slides in time. Ella Kalinko with the double. A little bit of a roller there on the left foul line. However, it will result in a double and puts the Longhorns in great scoring position.
Yeah, kind of a close call there on whether foul or fair, but the Lady Longhorns dugout knew it was fair. They all got hyped up and shielded on their teammate all the way to second base. That's exactly what you want from your leadoff hitter, is to get on base.
Number 8, Kennedy Marlowe, first base. At her first at bat, is back up at the plate. She hits one right into right field. That'll be a single. Marlowe will stay. And Ella Kalinka will stay on third. Yes, a single for Kennedy Marlowe. And once again, the Lady Longhorns showing their strength on offense and looking to score more runs to add to their 2-0 lead.
And we talked about holding the runner on Monday night and the decision, on Tuesday night, excuse me, and the decision that that made, how it impacted the game. I think right choice tonight here. No outs, two runners on. I feel like that's exactly where you want to be. You know, you don't got to press it. You don't got to go for it. You have time. Play it safe. Play it smart.
Celeste Campion was looking for the bunt, however, got away from her. And they'll call that ball. 1-0 count. Marlowe on first. Ella Klinko on third. Celeste Campion, shortstop at the plate. She is 1-for-1 with a single in the top of the first inning. That one hit right to the second baseman. The throw to first is in time. However, Ella Kalinko will score at home. Make that now 3-0 Lady Longhorns. And Kennedy Marlowe is now on second. Once again, they take the 3-0 lead here in the top of the third inning.
Great hit, Keenan. And you'll take that play any day. Anytime you can trade in a run for an out, you know, that's definitely worth it, especially in crucial playoff games such as these. This beautifully placed here by the Lady Longhorns.
Carlin Dees, who had the two-run homer, is back at the plate. She'll have a foul tip there. We'll go to an 0-1 count. And Marlowe is waiting on second. It is Carlin Dees that started off the Longhorn scoring, looking to add here as they are now leading 3-0 against Tompkins. Crumlin at the plate. 0-1 count, one out. That went down the middle. Fastball. 0-2 count. Lots of noise on both sides of the stands and the dugout. That one up high. Go to a 1-2 count. We always talk about this, Nathan. Plate patience is key in a Lady Longhorns offense. And a great eye there by Carlin D's 0-2 count. You show some patience, and now you have extended chance of getting a hit. The pitch by Crumlin count. Kennedy Marlowe will stay on second.
And you talk about that plate patience, Keenan. And, I mean, that's the thing that you got to recognize, that a walk is just as good as a single. You know, so you may hit it. You may feel great about that single. But getting the walks, taking the slow game is just as important.
Carlin Dees hits one out to left field. Kennedy Marlowe will stay at third. Carlin Dees will stay at first. And that is a single for Carlin Dees. Now 2-for-2 in the ball game. Beautiful roller down there to left field. Next up is number 19 catcher, Mariah Garner. She is 0-for-1 with an out to first base. It is now Carlin Dees on first, Kennedy Marlowe waiting at third. And not exactly the scoring position. We always talk about second and third, but regardless, when you have a runner at third and you only have one out, that is the perfect position that you want to be in.
Yeah, runners on the corners absolutely give you a lot of opportunities, Keenan, and so it'll be interesting to see what the Lady Longhorn do with it.
Pops that one up into center field. Got here, and that'll send Kennedy Marlowe home. She will waltz home, and Kennedy Marlowe makes it now a 4-0 ball game off of the sacrifice pop fly by Mariah Gardner.
Perfectly done. I mean, just every hit, everyone is doing their part, and I feel like that's really what's making this team so successful. You're not having that one superstar player here. Everyone's getting a hit, passing it on to the next batter. And the teamwork, Keenan, the teamwork is what's really driving this lead so far.
Number one, Kate Dolan is at the plate. That one popped up over the third baseman. That'll be fair. Carlin Dees runs to third. Bad throw, Carlin Dees. She will stay at third, and that'll be a single for Kate Dolan, excuse me, there. And Carlin Dees down on third. Kate Dolan on second. And that brings up number three, Macy Burks. She is 1-for-1 with a single in the top of the second inning.
Actually overthrew that third baseman a bit. Thought we might see a dash for home. Not going to lie, I was hoping for it, but definitely the right call staying.
Sam Crumlin with the pitch. Two outs, two runners on base. That one outside to the right, 1-0 count. Once again, just one hit will make the lead now 5-0 and give the Lady Longhorns a commanding lead over Tompkins. Top of the third, 4-0 lead, Longhorns, two runners on base. down the middle. Perfect fastball there by Sam Crumlin. We'll go to a 1-1 count. Waiting on the signals here for the Tompkins coach. Crumlin with the 1-1 count. Down low, 2-1 count. And Nathan, this is the scoring position we always talk about. Runners on second and third. Lady Longhorns love it when one run could not only get you a guaranteed run, but could also, the way it rolls, get you another run. That one popped up right to the shortstop. The throw to first in time, and that will end the top of the third inning. Lady Longhorns add to their lead by 2 runs. They are now leading 4-0 against the Tompkins Lady Falcons, and they will head into the bottom of the third as Tompkins looks to respond. You're listening to a great matchup, a playoff Lady Longhorns varsity softball here on GRHS iRadio.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas High School Sports. They're good for our kids.
Good for us. Message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Summer is barbecue time. Root is barbecue. Time for our slow-smoked brisket sausage dips. For 20, Rudy's has been barbecue, the original.
You're in the right place. This is Live, Jordan's Varsity Softball, with Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plum on GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back to Katie Tompkins High School. Lady Longhorns leading 4-0 early. We are in the bottom of the third inning now. Nora Thompson at the mound, 10, Kennedy Bork. And yes, the Lady Longhorns early in the game, in game one of the first round of the UAL playoffs, leading the Lady Falcons 4-0 after 2 incredible showings on offense in the top of the first and third. That one hit right to Ella Kalinko. The throw to Cameron Kubion in time. Beautiful infield play there. Narrows it down to outs to end the bottom of the third.
Great hustle, and especially with the way the batter took out of the box there. Great speed shown by her. So the Lady Longhorns did make it quickly. Ella Kalinko did it perfectly, got the throw over to first in time. Just outstanding defense so far, Keenan.
Statement is correct by Nathan. It has been incredible, Lady Longhorns defense, through almost 3 innings. 0 runs given up. Goes to show the dominating performance shown so far by Nora Thompson. 1 hit and has 1 strikeout. She's going up against number 12, Megan Brown, center fielder at the top of the rotation once again. That hit will go left into foul territory. 0-1 count, 1 out, no one on base. Megan Brown once again at the plate. She is 0-for-1 with an out to right field, excuse me, there in her previous at-bat. We always talk about Nora Thompson. We said earlier that she has a 13-6 record and a 2 ERA, and she has been an incredible leader. That one, just we'll call it 1-2 count. Megan Brown back into the batter's box. Thompson with the pitch. That one popped up. Jessica Johnson will call it, see if she can grab it. Yes, yeah, she grabs it. It's a little bit out of our view, but judging by the excitement of the Lady Longhorns dugout, Jessica Johnson, third baseman, made the catch into foul territory. And that will mean the Lady Longhorns only need 1 out to end the bottom of the third inning and get closer to escaping with, or I shouldn't say escape it, more with a dominating game one victory.
Yeah, and those plays in foul territory seem so small, but they play a very significant and important role, and you really want to do all you can to get those easy outs.
number 14, Taryn Alexander, catcher for Tompkins, with a strikeout in her first at bat in the top of the first, is back at the plate. Two outs, 1-0 count. Bottom of the third, that one popped up. Ella Kalinko with the pop out, calls it, has it, got it. And Ella Kalinko now with three pop outs. Just the incredible communication between the Lady Longhorns defense. And so far through three innings, Lady Longhorns only given up one hit and are leading the Tompkins Lady Falcons 4-0. Stay with us here on GRHS iRadio. We've got more Lady Longhorns varsity softball and in the UAL playoffs right after, excuse me there, right after these quick messages.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A lame one shot, a photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late night bus ride home after a hard fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Excuse us, ladies and gentlemen, it appears we're not on air. And we do not know much how much you have missed. We apologize for that inconvenience. Lady Longhorns are down 5-4 after leading 4-1 for the majority of the ball game. It is currently number 3, Macy Burks at the plate. 1-0 count. Top of the sixth inning, that one hit hard into center field. That will be a diving, no, gets away from her. Kate Dolan runs, she'll go home. The throw not in time, Kate Dolan ties up the ball game. Macy Burks with the hit. A triple by Macy Burks. And what a way to come right back to the stream.
Wow, Keenan, absolutely.
Hard to put into words here, Nathan. After a big hit by Kate Dolan, Macy Burks hits a triple, and we are tied now at 5-5.
And you want to know the one thing better than a triple, Keenan? An RBI triple, and that's exactly what she got. Tying the game, back up, runner on third. I can out. Huge, huge position for the Lady Longhorns. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I'm excited. I hope they are, too.
Yes, a great place to come back in for the GRHS iRadio broadcast. Once again, we apologize. We do not know much how much you you missed of the broadcast. However, we're glad to have you back. Game is tied 5-5 against Tompkins. That one outside. Number 14, Jessica Johnson, is at the plate. A little bit of context. In the bottom of the fifth inning, two home runs by Tompkins would tie the game at 4 apiece. They would give Tompkins the 5-4 lead, but thanks to Macy Burks, it is now tied 5-5. Jessica Johnson, once again outside, 2-0 count. Fans on their feet, dugout showing their support. Jessica Johnson, a hit there. That one's gonna be a fair hit. Jessica Johnson runs to second. No, she'll stay at first. And that will drive in Macy Burks. And is now a 6-5 ball game. If you could envision a great game one, this is certainly what you would expect. Lady Longhorns, after being down 5-4, now lead the game 6-5, thanks to big hits by Macy Burks and Jessica Johnston.
And it looks like we may be having a pinch hitter come up as Cuvion heads back into the dugout.
Yes. Nathan, that statement is correct. It'll be number 13, Sarah Windler, off the bench. She will be a designated hitter for number 9 first baseman Cameron Cuvion. And again, I will say, I can't say it enough, we apologize. We do not know how long we were off the air, and we are sorry you had to miss such a great game. Thankfully, you've joined us at exactly the right time. Top of the 6th inning, 2 runs scored here in the top inning. Gives the Longhorns the 6-5 lead after giving it up in the bottom of the 5th. Sarah Windler at the plate. Sarah Crumlin, the pitcher for Tompkins, still at the mound. The first pitch, no outs, no one on base. Ooh. That one up high.
Face high fastball. Definitely one where you want to duck and cover if you are the batter.
We'll go to a 1-0 count. Lady Longhorns being loud, being proud. Love to see it over here. They have reason to, as they've taken the lead. Swing and a miss by Sarah Windler. Go to a 1-1 game. And you could obviously see Coach Emily Witt showing her her excitement here. It's something that we're really trying to contain here. This has been a great game one and a great way to start the series.
Yeah, and they weren't down for long, Keenan, but the one person that I saw in that dugout trying to hype up the team while they had that deficit was Coach Emily Witt. Just real fantastic job to just keep her troops motivated, and it paid. I mean, look what it's done for them so far.
Sarah Windler, strike 2. Go to a 2-2 count. With the statement, there is one runner on base. Number 14, Jessica Johnston, waiting on first. No outs. Top of the 6th. Sarah Windler, foul tip there. Go to a 2-2 count. Number 6, Ella Kalinko, is waiting on deck. Again, Lady Longhorns leading 6-5 after a 2-run rally. The pitch. Sarah Windler, once again, foul.
Fighting to stay alive. And the trouble that you have here on these 2-2 counts is you have to swing and at least make contact on the balls that aren't in the best position just so you can stay alive. Real tough position to be for a batter.
Love to see the support by the dugout. They love to see Sarah Windler, who hasn't appeared in many of the Lady Longhorns games, get a hit here. Jessica Johnston will steal second after it got away from the catcher. We'll go to a full count here. Sarah Windler still at the plate. Jessica Johnston now at second. Lady Longhorns making a huge offensive push and looking to take game one when Tompkins proved it wouldn't be easy. Crumlin at the plate. The pitch popped up into the stands. It'll be foul ball. Remain at a full count. No outs. Jessica Johnston remaining at second base. Tompkins defense trying to communicate with one another. Try to bring this half inning to a close after they had just taken the lead for themselves. Windler at the plate. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Sarah Windler. And that'll be the first strikeout by pitcher Sam Crumlin for Tompkins, and that'll bring up second baseman Ella Kalinko, who is 1-for-2 with a double and an out to second base so far in the ball game.
So the pinch hitter didn't quite pay off, ended up in an out, but very important was that wild pitch, which advances that runner up to second base, one step closer to extending the Lady Longhorns lead.
Strike 1 called down the middle, ball 1 called. That one looking just outside. One out. Jessica Johnston in base running formation. Ooh. That one gets away from the catcher. Jessica Johnston will run to third. 2 stolen bases by Jessica Johnston. Kalinko still at the plate. 2-0 count, 1 out. One hit is all that needed, and it will give the Lady Longhorns a 2-run lead. And they will need to build up the lead as much as they can if they look to put this game away and stop the Lady Falcons on defense. Crumlin waiting for the signals. The pitch, Kalinko. She will bunt, however, that will be called foul. And as Tom Tarando would always say, you call that the walk of shame. When you think you have at least a base hit, however, you must make the walk back to home plate. However, no shame here because she is on the team with the lead looking to add.
Absolutely. Interesting decision to bunt, though, with a runner on the go for that out at home.
And a hit there by Ella Kalinko. That went into center field. Jessica Johnston goes home. Ella Kalinko will go to second. She slides in time. Ella Kalinko with the double. Scoring Jessica Johnston at home. Lady Longhorns leading 7-5 with only one out here in the top of the sixth inning.
And the hits keep coming and the runs along with them. Real great job here by the Lady Longhorns just to rally back after such a, you know, heartbreaking, painful bottom of the fifth inning.
Next up, top of the order once again, Kennedy Marlowe, left fielder, 1-for-3. Back at the plate, only one out here in the top of the sixth. That one up top, go to a 1-0 count. Kalinko waiting at second. And I'll say it again, you couldn't have asked for a better start to the series. And really shows what we have, what we could have here in game two. That one a single by Kennedy Marlowe. And Kennedy Marlowe will run to second. She'll go. She'll slide. Kalinko runs home. She makes it. Unbelievable base running by the Lady Longhorns.
I am losing my mind.
Ella Kalinko.
Wow. Absolutely. What an idea. Just, I can't, like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Moving to second base is a great idea because it allows that runner on third to make the break for home. So, you know, by doing that, you're giving up that little bit of a trade-off here. You know, take the out for the run. Always a good trade-off. But the fact that she was standing atop second base safely makes the whole thing 20,000 times better. I'm losing my mind at just what went down. Lady Longhorns up by 3 with still only one out, runner on second. Wow.
And we'll break down that play for you. So Kennedy Marlowe had the hit into about center and left field, and she ran to first. The throw was there. It was a perfect single there, but the throw was a little bit delayed, I believe, and that gave Kennedy Marlowe the go to second. She was safe, and that gave Ella Kalinko the cue to run home and score. The score now 8-5, Lady Longhorns leading in game one. The pitch by Crumlin. Celeste Compion, who is also 1-for-3 in the ball game, is at bat now. Only one out, as we've said throughout the top of the sixth. And that one a hit by Celeste Compion right to the second base. Throw to first is in time. Celeste Compion, her third straight out to first base. No need to worry because you have Carlin Dees heading up to home plate. She had a two-run home home run in her first at-bat. She is 2-for-3. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Lady Longhorns after trailing 5-4, now leading 8-5. That a hit by Carlin Dees into center field. Dees will round first. She'll go to second. The throw, not in time. Carlin Dees gets away from the second baseman. Carlin Dees with the double. And a multitude of errors by the Lady Falcons defense has allowed the Lady Longhorns to gain all the momentum on offense. They are now leading 9-5 after Kennedy Marlowe scores home. They now once again have the four-run lead they had at the top of the game.
And what's so great about this is they're hitting doubles. And so they're just literally trading places between home base and second base. So every hit, RBI getting another crucial runner home to extend the lead. Absolutely insane. Steals third with ease by Carlin Dees.
Carlin Dees does steal third after being on second. Number 19, Mariah Gardner, 0-for-3 in the ball game, is at the plate. If the team needs a big play, then she is the person to go to. She's made clutch hit after clutch hit in the season, looking to replicate it here. Two outs, 1-0 count, top of the sixth. Lady Longhorns leading 9-5. Mariah Gardner hits one down to second base. Almost gets away from her, throw to time. Finally bring the top of the sixth inning, one of the craziest half innings I've ever seen throughout the 2022 season. Five runs by the Lady Longhorns after entering the half inning down 5-4. They are now leading 9-5. And they will look to end this game only 1.5 game in game one. If they clinch in here, then they'll go back to George Wrench for game two and hopefully clinch the series there. Still plenty of softball left to play, so stick around here because we've got more playoff Lady Longhorns varsity softball here on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
All right, we're back here at Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas. I brought it back a little bit early because we did have some technical difficulties. The broadcast was cut out. We do not know how long it was cut out. So we sincerely apologize for missing. However, I think the good thing is you did miss the stretch of the innings where there wasn't much scoring, and you've joined us right where the scoring is starting to pick up here. And this is where this game has truly become a legendary status. So we'll recount what we've seen so far. Lady Longhorns take a 2-0 lead off of Carlin D's home run, and they add two more thanks to more incredible hits throughout the lineup. They take the 4-0 lead. After three home runs by Tompkins, they take the 5-4 lead, and then comes the top of the sixth inning thanks to multiple errors by the Tompkins defense and just incredible depth throughout the roster. They take first off with a 5-run top of the sixth inning, and they will take the 9-5 lead. We are now in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they will now go back on defense, and surely their mindset will be in place if they want to come out with this after the last outing on defense. They will have to stay in the zone and come away nearly flawless if they want to stay in this game and come away with the win.
The perseverance that they showed, though, is truly outstanding. I mean, it really was a tough fifth inning, bottom-wise, for the Lady Longhorns. And just to come back out and really rally, just great job on everyone on the team.
Number six, Tayden Alexander, first baseman, who is 1-for-2 in the ball game, is at the plate. Just outside, we'll go to a 1-0 count. Nora Thompson at the mound. The pitch, that one hit out to left field. Diving catch by Kennedy Marlowe. Unbelievable catch. That one would be in SportsCenter top 10. And that'll be out number one of the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up pitcher Sam Crumlin for Tompkins. But an incredible out to start off the bottom of the inning.
Real great job. And that just shows that the defense really has their pitcher, Nora Thompson, backed up. And that's really what you need here if you want a playoff competitive team. Great job.
Down the middle, blazing fastball. Perfect amount of mustard on that one by Nora Thompson. We'll go to strike one. One out, no one on base. Bottom of the sixth inning. Game one of the UIL playoffs. Lady Longhorns leading Tompkins 9-5. The windup. That one hit out to center field. Carlin Dees calls it, has it, got it. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. However, do want to mention that in the bottom of the fifth inning, the Tompkins Lady Falcons were facing two outs, and they did rally off back-to-back home runs to give them four runs and take the lead. So the Lady Longhorns are going to prioritize getting this last out.
Yeah, and also what gets in the air when there is two outs, but definitely something. So clear your mind, go ahead, and just do what you've been doing, really.
Swing and a miss by number five, Maddie Besselman. She's 0-for-2 in the ball game. Strike one, two outs, no one on base, bottom of the sixth. Incredible game one and start to the series. Lady Longhorns looking to take the early series lead. That one just outside to the right. Fastball by Nora Thompson, ball one. Great crowd out here at Tompkins High School. Lots of noise here. That one foul tip by Besselman. Two strikes, one ball.
Thompson is now one strike away from getting out of the inning. Really great job by the Longhorns defense, you know, rebounding after that last half inning.
One strike away, and they'll get back on offense and a potential to increase the lead. That one down low, 2-2 now. Almost got away from catcher Mariah Garner. She'll head back to the mound. Thompson with two strikeouts looking. Got another one. That one hit. No miscommunication there by the Lady Longhorns. Ella Kalinko and Cameron Cuvion both headed to first base, thinking that the other one would grab it and toss it. And that caused an error there, and that'll be a single for number five, Maddie Besselman. Number 11, Kaden.
Not what you wanted, but definitely not the end of the world. Only one runner on. I mean, you have a four-run lead. Nice and comfortable. And you have two outs, you know, lots of time, lots of chances to get that last out that you need to get your bats back up.
Nora Thompson still at the mound, looking for the final out of the bottom of the sixth inning. That one up top, where Ryan Garner popped up, ready to throw to first. That is where Besselman is waiting. One runner on base, two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. 1-0 count. The pitch. Once again, up high. Throw to Cuvion at first. Not in time. Besselman will remain safe. Bells now face two balls, no strikes. Only one out needed. The Lady Longhorns will get out of this half inning. That one popped up. Mariah Garner calls it. Jessica Johnson calls it, has it, got it. And that will be a pop out to Jessica Johnson, and that will end the bottom of the sixth inning. One inning remaining here in game one of the first round of the UIL playoffs. Lady Longhorns leading the Tompkins Lady Falcons 9-5 and looking to clinch the game one victory. Again, one inning remaining here in game one. Again, the score here is 9-5 here at Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas. Stick around for more Lady Longhorns varsity softball here on GRHS iRadio.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets, millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Texas high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
And we are back here on GRHS iRadio for more Lady Longhorns playoff softball. Kate Dolan here with the hit, right to the shortstop, the throw in time. And right fielder Kate Dolan will be out at first base. We are here in the top of the seventh inning, the final inning to go here. If the dice roll the right way for the Lady Longhorns, they are leading the Tompkins Lady Falcons 9-5 in game one of the first round of the UIL playoffs. Brings up number three, Macy Burks, designated player, who is 2-for-3 with a single and a triple. Down the middle. Lofted up there by Sam Crumlin, starting pitcher for Tompkins. Go to an 0-1 count, one out, no one on base. Top of the seventh. Burks hits that one right to Crumlin, the throw to first in time. And already, two outs. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Tompkins surely looking to get back on offense after they were pretty handily beaten in the bottom of the sixth inning on their offensive front, and they are looking to get the final batter out for the Longhorns. Number 14, Jessica Johnston, third baseman, for three with a single. Outside to the right. After Jessica Johnston, we'll head to Cameron Cuvion. She is on deck, two outs. Jessica Johnston pops that one up right into the Tompkins Lady Falcons dugout. We'll head to a 1-1 count. Emily Witt here will have a conversation with the home plate umpire. That might give the both squads a little bit time to regroup here and discuss what they need to do in order to win this game. And Emily Witt now heading back. Home plate umpire back behind the plate. Jessica Johnston still in the batter's box. 1-1, two outs, top of the seventh. Outside. Let's go, Jess. Two balls, one strike. Jessica Johnston, after two straight outs, hit a crucial single and scored at home in the previous inning. That one hit by Jessica Johnston. That was hard hit into left foul territory. Almost caught by the Tompkins third base, third baseman, number nine, Morgan Brown.
And you have to be careful in this position here with two strikes, soaring up that swing just a little bit, protect the plate, and try to pass it on to the next batter.
2-2 count, two outs, top of the seventh. Jessica Johnston pops that one up against the net. We'll remain here. As I mentioned, Cameron Cuvion is on deck. If Jessica Johnston can keep the top of the seventh inning alive for the Longhorns, they are leading 9-5 after a five-run rally in the top of the sixth. That one hit by Jessica Johnston back up against left field. Home run, Jessica Johnston, one-run homer out of here. Lead now 10-5, Lady Longhorns. And Jessica Johnston has just increased the lead to five runs, the largest lead the Lady Longhorns have had throughout the entire ball game.
Lady Longhorns clear the dugout for the second time tonight. You absolutely just love to see it. And it's funny, Keenan, because just a few moments ago, I talked about, passing on to the next batter. Johnston had no thoughts of that, wanted it. Hits the solo home run to extend the lead 10-5, an ever crucial buffer here in game one of the playoffs.
10-5. Cameron Cuvion, first baseman at the plate now. She is 1-for-2. She had Sarah Lehrer as her designated hitter in the top of the sixth inning. Her back at the batter's box. 10-5 Lady Longhorns. That one outside to the right. Go to a 2-0 count. Two outs. No one on base. And I will say, throughout the entire season, I've always wondered if I would ever see home runs in softball. And my answer was my question was answered very quickly. As we have, I want to guess around five home runs alone in this game. That one down the middle. 2-1 count against Cameron Cuvion. The pitch. Down in the dirt, 3-1 count, now two outs, 10-5. The pitch, Cameron Cuvion pops that one right to the third baseman, the throw in time, and Cameron Cuvion will be out at first base, and that will officially bring the top of the seventh inning to a close. And if they can close out the seventh inning, the Lady Longhorns will come away with the game one victory in the series against the Tompkins Lady Falcons. Lady Long leading 10-5 here, heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. Don't you dare go anywhere, because we've got more playoff Lady Longhorns varsity softball for you here on GRHSI Radio. I'm Keenan Vaughn alongside my partner Nathan Plug, and we'll be right back.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, Who do you meet? Answer, men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Fireball! You're in the right place. This is Live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball with Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plump on GRHS iRadio.
There's no doubt you're in the right place here at Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas. We're back here on GRHS iRadio for more Lady Longhorns playoff softball as they continue game one of the UIL playoffs against their series in the first round against Tompkins High School. They are in the bottom of the seventh inning, three outs to go, and they will clinch game one with a score currently at 10-5. The batter for Tompkins is currently number 10, Kennedy Bork, left fielder. 1-for-2 in the ball game. And again, Nora Thompson at the mound. Three outs to go, and Lady Longhorns will emerge victorious. The pitch up high. Both crowds making noise. Love to see it. This has been an unbelievable game one and really sets the precedent for what we could see later in the series. Thompson with the pitch. Swing and a miss by Bork. Strike one, a classic Nora Thompson fastball down the middle. She puts it right where they think they want it, but she doesn't let them have it. And it'll make it now a 1-1 count. Bork at the plate. No outs, no one on base. Bork hits that one. Compion makes the catch. Throw to Cuvion in time. Out at first base. One out down, two outs to go here in the bottom of the seventh. Incredible infielding there, Nathan, by the Lady Longhorns, something we've seen throughout the entire game, and you love to see it over and over again.
And great hustle, because that is not an easy play to make, especially when you have to make that dive into the dirt to get back up and whip it over to first play, first base there, on everyone, really, just amazing.
It's 1-for-3 in the ball game, up to the plate. That one almost got away from catcher Mariah Garner. One ball, zero strikes. One out, no one on base for Tompkins. Longhorns leading 10-5, bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch, that one hit. Almost at the same spot, Compion can't quite grab it. And that will go to Carlin Dees. That'll be a single for Megan Brown. That'll bring up number 14, Taryn Alexander. She is 1-for-3. However, she did have a 3-run home run in the bottom of the fifth inning, the incredible rally for the Tompkins offense, and they'll look to make this one a quick out if they hope to keep their lead. The pitch. Down the middle. Strike one called. Beautiful ball by Nora Thompson.
And so I am interested here, Keenan. If you're Nora Thompson, how do you take this at bat? You know, how do you approach it? Do you attack the strike zone and try to get it out? Or knowing she hit a 3-run home run, go around the zone, kind of stay on the outside. What would you do here?
Curious to see, because I see number 14, Taryn Alexander, looking possibly to bunt here.
Okay.
So when you're going against a batter that you just gave up a 3-run home run to, I would definitely want to keep it kind of a safe distance from them. Don't want to give up another hit. Speaking of hits, gets away from Compion. That'll be a single for Taryn Alexander. And just like that, runners on second and first for Tompkins, bringing up number 9, Morgan Brown. She is 3-for-3 in the ball game with 2 home runs in the ball game. If there's any batter that they desperately want to get out in this in the bottom of the seventh inning, it is her.
Now, I haven't seen an intentional walk in softball. Not going to lie, I kind of think I might go for one here. You are up by 5 runs, so loading the bases, getting a grand slam won't kill you. And with a batter as dangerous as this one, with 2 home runs, you definitely want to explore all options approaching this at bat.
And a quick conversation here between the Tompkins third base coach and the home plate umpire. Nora Thompson heading back to the mound. Number 9, Morgan Brown. Waiting, she will step into the batter's box. One out to go. bottom of the seventh inning. Two runners on base. Lady Longhorns leading 10-5 in game one. Outside to the right. Ball one called. Everyone is on the edge of their seat here, curious to see what will unfold here with Morgan Brown, responsible for two of Tompkins' home runs. That one a hit into center field. Carlin Deese calls it, has it, got it. The throw to third by Jessica Johnson is good, and that will keep Brown and Alexander at their respective bases. And that brings it to two outs. Yes, two outs in the bottom of the seventh. One out remaining, and it will be against number 19, Blakely Haney, shortstop for Tompkins. Her last at-bat was a strikeout against Thompson.
Great read by Colin Deeds there on that last play. And really a great job by the entire Longhorn defense to get out such a crucial and critical batter.
That's a hit. Compion can't quite grab it. Carlin Deese will struggle, and that'll be one run scored. Brown will score at home. It'll be 10-6. Lady Longhorn still leading. It'll be a single for Blakely Haney.
A little bit of trouble bringing the ball back in there on center field, but nothing to worry about yet, Keenan. Runners on first and second. Still up by four runs. One run will not hurt you that much. One out away. Just gotta get through this last batter.
Number six, Tayden Alexander, who is 1-for-3 in the ball game, is at bat. 10-6. Lady Longhorns leading, two outs. Bottom of the seventh. There's a hit there. Right to Kalinko. Throw to Kuvion. Game one goes to the Lady Longhorns. Your final score here. Longhorns win 10-6 at Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas.
They come in and they take the victory and take it in style as well. Getting in 10 batters to run across home plate. Outstanding performance, Keenan. Wow, that's all I have to say, wow.
Unbelievable game one here. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Lady Longhorns did take game one of the series, which means this series is headed back home to George Ranch High School for game two tomorrow, same time at 6 p.m. We will be on air at 5:45 p.m. for anyone who's curious. Lady Longhorns will have a chance to clinch this series in the first round against Tompkins at home in front of their home crowd.
Looking for the sweep, which can be huge, and just as huge as taking this game one. We were talking about this pregame and may have mentioned it during the broadcast, but game one on one of these three-game series, Keenan, is so, so crucial because you lose and then your backs are against the wall. You can't lose again. So for the Lady Longhorns to come into Tompkins territory and take the victory, absolutely huge momentum-wise, series-wise, great job. Great job.
Couldn't have put it better myself, Nathan. Unbelievable game one victory for the Lady Longhorns. They will go back to their home turf for a potential to not only sweep the Tompkins Lady Falcons, but clinch the series and move on to round two in the UIL playoffs. We'll be right back for the post-game coverage. We'll give you our player of the game and wrap up our thoughts about what we saw in game one and getting you ready for game two tomorrow. We'll be right back here. You have been listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GRHSI Radio. And we'll be right back after these quick messages.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away, but they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're in the right place. This is Live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball with Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plum on GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back to Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas, where we have just wrapped up an unbelievable game one victory for the Lady Longhorns by a score of 10-6. They just took down the Tompkins Lady Falcons and undoubtedly the most exciting game we have seen throughout the entire 2022 season. And now we are here looking into the broader picture, and we will fill you in on what is to come for the Lady Longhorns. So with this game one victory here at Tompkins High School, we are headed back to George Ranch High School for game two on Friday the 29th, and it will be the same time as the game today. It'll be 6 p.m. For our airtime, it will be 5:45 p.m. So if you are a Lady Longhorns fan, be sure to make it out to George Ranch High School for game two, where the Lady Longhorns have a chance to sweep the Tompkins Lady Falcons and have a chance to advance in the UIL playoffs. And as we also mentioned, it is worth noting that if the Lady Longhorns do advance in the playoffs, they will play the winner of the Stratford or Bel Air High School series in the UIL playoffs. So if they do end up defeating the Tompkins Lady Falcons, that will be their future opponent for further in the bracket. Now, during the commercial break, Nathan and I talked about it a little bit, and we were wondering, we do usually do a player of the game here on the broadcast after the games, and we talked about it a little bit, and we have come to a decision that we will not reward one player a player of the game award. We will reward the player of the game to the entire Lady Longhorns varsity squad for this game one victory. Nathan, can you detail what we saw out there and why the whole team deserves this very prestigious award?
What we saw out there was, first of all, it was amazing, but it was teamwork. And Keenan, it was teamwork at its finest. And they just did everything right. They were all on the same wavelength the entire game. They knew exactly what to do. They were communicating with each other. And honestly, they just went out and they played their best game that I think I have ever seen from any softball team, really. And against such a critical and tough matchup like Tompkins, this win is huge. I mean, I just can't stress enough how big this win is. And it couldn't have been done without the whole team. And so I feel like that is why we just have to award it to everyone. It was just a team effort. Everyone contributed in some form or fashion. And without any of those players, this couldn't have been possible.
Yes, I was struggling to reward a player of the game when I was first looking at the book. I saw so many big highlights of the game. I'll call a little bit of them. We had Carlin D's two-run homer to begin the game. We had Jessica Johnston's clutch home run. And we had a plethora of clutch hits by D's, by Kennedy Marlowe, by Kate Dolan. And throughout the entire lineup, the whole team delivered when they needed to. So I think it is a very worthy award for the whole team to get our Player of the Game award. So that concludes game one of the UIL playoffs here as the Lady Longhorns defeat the Tompkins Lady Falcons by a score of 10-6 here at Tompkins High School in Katy, Texas. Of course, if you want to be in the know of everything GR Sports and GRHS iRadio, go ahead and give us a follow at GRHS iRadio on our Twitter page. We'll keep you updated on all our start times. And speaking of start times, be sure to be there tomorrow, 5:45 p.m., for Game 2 of the UIL playoffs. Lady Longhorns back at George Ranch High School with the potential to sweep the Falcons and advance in the second round of the playoffs. So that does it for me. For my great partner, Nathan Plunk, I am Keenan Vaughn, and you've been listening to an outstanding game of softball, playoff softball here on GRHS iRadio. Tune in tomorrow for Game 2, and we will see you later. Good night, everyone.
Take me out to the ball game.
You've been listening to live George Ranch High School varsity softball on GRHS iRadio. Join us for our next Lady Longhorn softball broadcast on Twitter at GRHS iRadio or on our website, GRHSiRadio.com. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing.